हरे कृष्णा। बी टू इंटेलिजेंट टू फॉल इन टू द हीरो बिजनेस। बिकमिंग अ हीरो इज द बिजनेस ऑफ मोस्ट पीपल्स लाइव्स। एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू बी बिकम बेटर, टू बिकम बेटर देन अदर्स, इन फैक्ट टू बी द बेस्ट अमंग ऑल, टू बी न्यूमरो यू नो, एंड देर आफ्टर टू डिलाइट इन द ग्लोरी दैट कम्स फ्रॉम सच यूनिक पोजिशन। Now, actually, we all may have certain special qualities in by which we may excel, becoming better than others. But now, no matter how special and how exceptional the quality we may have, that quality is not going to last forever. And when we fall for the hero business, that means we make becoming a hero and in delighting in becoming the hero the primary purpose of our life. When that happens, then once that extraordinary ability goes away from us, then we are left with practically nothing. So the road from fame to infamy, it is said, is a beaten track. Now, many people fall down that road. People rush up the road to fame, but then they fall down from fame to infamy. And everybody who has become famous will eventually lose that fame. They will be, if there's a number one tennis player, that person will be displaced by someone else at the top. And if their delight has come only in being the hero, in being the number one, then the more their delight is there, the more the distress will be there when they lose it. Now at one level, if somebody has achieved something heroic, you know, we can recognize that it is God's opulence, it is Krishna's spark manifesting through that person. Sarvasya chaham, sorry, in 10.41 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna states, Yad yad vibhuti matsattvam shrimadurjitam eva va, tat tad eva vagachattvam mamate jomisha sambhava. So he says, Yad yad vibhuti matsattvam, whatever exists, which is extraordinarily big, powerful, shrimadurjitam eva va, very beautiful, very splendorous, tat tad eva avagachhatvam, know that all of it is mama tejo amsha sambhavah, it is just a spark of my splendor. This means that whatever is beautiful in this world has manifested by Krishna's grace as a spark of his splendor. And when we appreciate this point, that actually Krishna is manifesting himself in this world as the all-attractive supreme, that he manifests himself in this world when he comes, but it is a spark of Krishna's attractiveness that is manifesting through people who are heroic. And if we have some capacities, accomplishments that make us heroic, they are also coming from Krishna. So to get some heroic abilities, that is a result of past karma. But to get the intelligence to recognize that actually those heroic capacities are coming from Krishna, and to therefore direct our consciousness not to the world and the fame that it provides, but to direct our consciousness towards Krishna, thinking that, oh, if this little fame and this little quality is so impressive, how attractive will be the whole of which this is just a spark? How all attractive, supremely fulfilling Krishna will be? So when we are intelligent enough to recognize that, that actually is Krishna's greater mercy. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that such intelligence, such wisdom, such knowledge, such remembrance comes from Krishna. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha vedaisya sarvairahameva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto, I am situated close to everyone. Hridi sannivishto mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha, from me comes knowledge, from me comes remembrance, from me comes forgetfulness. And Krishna goes on next part of the verse, which is not directly related. Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedyo, by all the Vedas I am to be known. Vedanta krit veda videva chaham, and I am the compiler of the Vedanta and I know the Vedanta. So essentially here, pertinent to us, what Krishna is saying, that he gives intelligence. So even all extraordinary performers, they have moments of sublime insight, extraordinary clarity. It just pops up into their consciousness. And that comes by the grace of the super soul. It's Krishna acting over there in their lives. So if we get this intelligence to recognize that our heroism comes from Krishna, and we can truly delight not in our own heroism, which is temporary and which is small, if we learn to delight in the supreme heroism of Krishna, which is infinite and which is eternal, then therein we can get infinite and eternal happiness. So to give up a small thing for a big thing, that is intelligence. To give up little money to gain a bigger money, to give up a low-paying job to get a high-paying job, that is intelligence. So similarly, to give up the lower pleasure of delighting in one's own glory, in becoming a hero, in the hero business, and instead to learn to delight in the supreme hero, Krishna, that is a sign of a far higher intelligence. And the Bhagavad Gita enables us to understand the phenomena of heroism. How is it that heroes are able to attract such extraordinary number of people? It is Krishna manifesting the attractiveness through them. And how we can delight, even if we do not become heroes, we can actually love the supreme hero, and by loving him, we can get the supreme happiness. So for that, we need to be intelligent enough to not fall for the hero business, but to fall in love with the supreme hero, to make it our business to love the supreme hero. Thank you.